My home is a true Philadelphia classic, a Trinity house with a tiny footprint of 298 square feet. On the upside, I love its energy efficiency and charm of a bygone era. However, the appeal is dampened when it rains. Without a bit of open space, water pools all over the surrounding concrete. The water spilling off of the roof of my house and all the others in the neighborhood goes directly into the city's sewer system. We've all seen the results, overflowing sewer grates and flooded street corners. What's not so apparent is the effect on the region's waterways.
When it rains, treatment plant can't keep up with cleaning all of the water, so it's designed to overflow into our rivers.
Maggie Dunn is a community planner for Philadelphia Water.
So every time it rains, we end up with diluted sewage in our rivers and streams.
Since 2011, the Philadelphia Water Department has been working to lessen the effects of our concrete jungle with its Green City Clean Waters plan.
The idea behind the plan is that if we plant more plants and trees throughout the city, that will help restore some of the natural water cycle and soak up some of that water when it rains.
The water and streets departments have been outfitting whole blocks with porous pavement, carving out long tree trenches at street corners, and adding green spaces to playgrounds and schoolyards to slow the flow of rainwater. As the project approaches its five-year anniversary, Dunn says it's on track.
Right now, every year, those projects are keeping about 600 million gallons of sewage water out of our streams.
But it goes beyond streets and sidewalks that can't soak up the rainwater. Roofs, courtyards, backyard patios. Residential properties add a lot of impervious surface to the cityscape, and Philadelphia Water realized that to meet its goal, it would need to enlist residents in the effort. That's how the Rain Check program was born. Managed by the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society, it installs stormwater management tools in homes in the city. A variety of options can accommodate different circumstances in neighborhoods and housing types. Program manager Zachary Popkin explains that the two most popular tools help manage rain runoff from roofs.
First, we have the rain barrels, and the rain barrels are installed for free. Then we have the downspout planter box, a wooden planter box that it is a similar concept to a rain barrel in the sense that it manages roof runoff, where we'll connect the planter to the downspout from the home so that it's managing stormwater runoff coming off the roof.
For properties with more space, there are rain gardens, long basins with tree, shrub, and other plantings that can hold a lot of rain runoff, and two types of masonry projects, one to remove concrete and another to install paving that is water permeable. Back at my house, the Rain Check staff recommended a downspout planter. I found the opportunity to both manage stormwater runoff and add some greenery around my house especially appealing, so I signed up. Mike Wilcox, chair of the Hunting Park Community Garden, works as an installer for the Rain Check program. On a warm, sunny day last summer, he built my downspout planter and filled it with gravel, soil, and plants.
There's some holes in this PVC pipe that allow the water to pass through, and it drains downward, and the stone just helps it to keep it clear so that the water can easily pass through without being clogged with the soil.
Philadelphia Water's goal is to divert 85%, or nearly 8 billion gallons of stormwater, from the sewer system each year. So how much can one of the rain check options contribute to the effort?
The rain barrels that we install are 55 gallons.
Zachary Popkin from the Horticultural Society puts that seemingly small number in perspective with a bit of math.
It is certainly an incremental impact in the grand scheme of things, but we've installed several thousand rain barrels through the history of this program. So if you take 55 gallons, multiply it by several thousand rain barrels, plus add up all the other projects that the water department has done, and now we're talking about tens, hundreds, even millions of gallons of stormwater that we're managing every single time it rains.
And the numbers keep growing.
This past year, we've installed about 750 rain barrels. We typically do about 60 to 75 or 80 downspout planters per year. And in the past year, we've done about between rain gardens, depaving, and permeable paving projects, I'd say we're probably in the neighborhood of 40 to 50 in the past year, which is pretty good for us. It's been a strong year.
What's more, in addition to offering rain barrels for free, Philadelphia Water will cover most of the cost of the other options, like my downspout planter. Zachary Popkin notes another of Rain Check's benefits.
And this is something we say at PHS, we try to build beauty every day to beautify Philadelphia neighborhoods.
You can find more information about Philadelphia Water's Rain Check program at our website, newsworks.org. For WHYY, I'm Kimberly Haas.